statement of right now is God is great all the time. And all the time, God is great. Amen. Once again, thank you for all being here today. Got a message for you. It's always got laid on my heart. And I know some of the scripture you all just heard from Brother Matt, but it's also scripture that bears repeating. And so some of it I will be repeating today. Title for the day's message is, Where Are Your Eyes At? The first song we did this morning was running through my mind all week as I was trying to come up with a message. Once again, nothing seemed to fit. Then the da-ha moment hit me. God had given it to me already. All I had to do was to listen. Turn my eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. The problem was, I hadn't turned my eyes where they needed to be. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank You today, Lord. We thank You for everybody that's here, Lord. We thank You for those that are online. We pray that that You touch this group of people, Lord, that You guide them and direct them. Father, this is Your message today. It is not mine. I hope that someone hears You, Lord, for You are great and You are deserving of all. In Jesus' name, amen. So, where are your eyes at? What are they focused on? Are they on this world or are they on Jesus? Maybe you're trying to do both. I mean, we do have to take care of our daily lives. We do have to work, earn an income. Somehow we got to pay bills. We need to take care of our families. Those are just normal things in life that we all have to do. Now, listen, here's a little story, or here's a little thing. You know, if you don't see real well, you have to go to the eye doctor. There, he checks your eyes, sees how bad they are, and he uses his skills and tools that he's come up with so he can give you a proper prescription so you will be able to see like you're supposed to. Now, you are able to focus on what you're seeing. Today's message, we're going to look at three essential truths. But let's first look at Hebrews 12:2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before Him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This verse calls us to focus on Jesus, for He is the one who leads and completes our journey. The three truths I speak of are: look to Jesus for salvation, number one. Number two, look to Jesus for strength. And the third is look to Jesus for direction. The first truth, look to Jesus for salvation. Salvation is found in no one other than Jesus. He is the only one that we can find it in. He is the only one sent by God to walk this earth, to die on the cross, to rise in 3 days, and he did it for our sin. He is the only one that we can find salvation in. He is the true Lamb of peace, the Shepherd of man, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is the Alpha and Omega. He was and is and will be forevermore. This truth we find in Acts 4:12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name given to man by which we must be saved. The Greek word for salvation is soteria, which means deliverance, perseverance, and restoration. It is not just deliverance from sin, but also the promise of eternal life. Jesus says in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus doesn't show us the way. He is the way. He doesn't speak the truth. He is the truth. Think about being lost in a desert. You are hungry, you're tired, and you have no hope. You have no hope that you will be saved. But then suddenly, a guide appears, and not only shows you the way out, but he carries you to safety. That's Jesus. He saves us when all else seems hopeless. So the first truth is Jesus is salvation. There is no doubt about it. There is no other way. No matter how hard you try or what you do, you cannot find salvation except through Jesus Christ. The only way. Now, the second truth is to look to Jesus for strength. Now, life can throw us under the bus, but through Jesus, we will find the strength to overcome. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who? All you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The yoke that Jesus is talking about ties us to him, making our troubles easier as he will carry the heavier load. Think about a weightlifter. He's working out on the weights. Let's say he's bench lifting. He's on his back. The weights are above him. He also has a spotter with him. Why does he have a spotter? Because when those weights are too heavy to lift up, the spotter will help him put them back in place. The spotter uses his strength, just like Jesus, who helps us lift our heavy burdens. No matter what we're going through, we got to remember that. No matter what we're going through, Jesus is there. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do everything through Him who gives me what strength. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Once again, you can do everything through Him. Because the strength of Jesus will overcome all. This verse reminds us that our strength does not come from ourselves, but only through our Lord Jesus. When I was working on today's message, I came across a quote that I kind of thought fit. It's from a lady by the name of Corrie Ten Boom. She was a Dutch watchmaker, and back in World War II, she and her family are credited with saving around 800 Jews. This is what she said. Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength. What troubles are you carrying today? Bring them to Jesus. He will give you the strength to work through them, no matter what they are. Just bring them to Jesus. Now, for our third and final truth, look to Jesus for direction. Like the guide we already spoke of, He will guide us in this journey of life. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, Trust the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. In this verse, it tells us first that we must trust in God. Without trust, we can go nowhere. And if we do trust Him, He will show us the way. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, The Lord is our lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Get the direction? He is the light of our path. He will show us the way. God will not lose us even when we're so troubled. His light will make His path clear. Are you seeking Jesus and His direction for your lives? Or are you willing to take a chance on your own? Most of those that go off on their own remain lost. We need to spend time in His Word and prayer. He wants our eyes on Him, and He will show us the way. Once again, we're going to look at Hebrews 12:2, because it says, Let's fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before Him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In closing today, where are your eyes at? Are you willing to trust? If you don't know Jesus and you want to find salvation, strength, and direction, let us know. Or get with someone that can help. You'll find the freedom that He offers and the peace and the love. You'll find that salvation. You'll find that strength. You'll find that direction that's missing in your lives. I can promise you that. He did it for a lowly sinner like me. He'll do it for you. Let's pray. Father, in Matthew, you tell us that all who are troubled and burdened come to you, and you will give us rest. Father, we come to you today, lay ourselves at your feet, and seek you in all that we do. We know, Father, once again, that you are the salvation, that you are the strength and direction. And we need you, Father. We need you in our lives, Lord. We want you, Father. We want you in our lives. We love you, sweet Jesus. We want you to look over, Father. We pray that you look over everyone that's here, Father. Guide them out safely on this day and bring them back to you next appointed time, that we may be able to come to you again, Lord. We may be able to love you as you deserve. In Jesus' name, amen.